Weeks after Parliament put on hold the new interstate secession bill, gender advocates have sent an SOS to Parliament to revive the debate. The bill, which was laid in Parliament in October 2009 when passed into law, will replace the Interstate Secession Act of 1988. Speaking at a media briefing in Accra, the chairperson of Leadership Advocacy for Women in Africa, Lawa Ghana, Sheila Minka Premo, who spoke on behalf of gender advocates, refuted allegations by the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee that there has not been enough consultation on the bill and therefore there is the need for more consultation before its passage. Here's a report by Victoria Ahaji.
According to Mrs. Minka Premo, Awa and Lawa Ghana continue to sustain countrywide awareness of the bill through the Office of the Attorney General and Parliament. She was, however, not happy with what she termed Parliament's feet dragging to the review and passage of the bill. Mrs. Minka Premo as such impressed upon members of the legislature to carry out their constitutional mandate on the issue.
We are of the view that the recent utterances being made by the very committee members who have been tasked to look at it are very unprogressive and are aimed at thwarting the process to improve this very progressive law further. And in our view, instead of working at improving the provisions and passing the bill into law, they are in fact attempting to put negative views and barriers in the minds of people on the provisions of this progressive law. The bill is at the consideration stage, but members of parliament who are expected to review the bill and pass the law are making excuses for not fulfilling their constitutional mandate to enact the new law. We are very disappointed, and parliament should be encouraged by all of us not to defeat the government's aim to enact appropriate laws to protect vulnerable people.
Mrs. Minka Premo expressed concern about the negative impression about Parliament's approach to what she called gender issues. This, she said, should not be allowed.
A report by Victoria Ahaji.